If you have been involved in a marketing-related profession, or if you have a business of your own, or perhaps you're working on a new initiative, you would probably be familiar with the concept of cold calling. Yes, I know, even the mention of cold calling doesn't really give a good feeling. And the reason is, no matter how good a salesperson you are, you must have had experiences of being insulted, feeling embarrassed, or even suddenly getting anxious over a call when the person on the other side asks you a question and you are not able to answer it right away in a way that would increase your chances of making that sale. Now, some marketing experts say that cold calling is old school. Others say that cold calling is only effective if it is used for closing the deal and not really for generating the leads. What I believe is that when it comes to marketing or making sales, you just need to go with the flow of your own comfort as a salesperson. So let's say if you are super confident about your selling skills and about the product that you're selling, then just go for it. And as you move along, you'll be able to figure out better whether you should or should not continue with this approach to initiate contact with your potential customers. If it doesn't work out for you, then there are tons of other marketing ways that you can use to initiate contact or to introduce your product to your targeted people, and then later on come back to calling or cold calling to just get follow-ups or feedback from customers. But let's leave out those other marketing techniques for now. And today, let's talk about some of the common fears that marketeers usually have when they are involved in cold calling. And I'm also going to teach you how to overcome or at least minimize those fears so that whenever you use cold calling, you can do so at its best. Now, the first fear or limiting belief that many people face before getting on a call with a potential client is the fear of rejection. Fear of rejection is something that we as human beings face in almost all aspects of life, and it's something that is experienced at the very first encounter. So in case of making calls to potential clients, the fear of rejection is the fear to get rejected within the first few seconds or over your very first sentence when somebody answers the call. That can be quite embarrassing, right? You see, when a person is interrupted in their daily chores with a sales call, they are very likely to get annoyed. They might straight out say to you, "Where did you get my number?" Or simply, they might tell you that they're not interested. Now, why is that a problem? Well, that's a problem because they just stopped you right at the doorstep from even getting your message across. The solution to this is, don't bother those people anymore. You see, a sale can never be made, or in fact, nothing can be achieved in this world by continuously annoying somebody or being too pushy over it. What you can do instead is make a quick apology and hang up the phone and move on to the next number on your list. You see, making sales is all about numbers. And if you choose to make cold calls to initiate contacts with your prospects, then that is just the first step in your sales funnel. So let's say, for instance, you are able to make 50 calls in a day and 12 out of those people are getting annoyed. So you're still going to stand a chance with the remaining 38 people, right? So instead of pushing over your pitch to people who are not even interested to hear you out, focus on pitching it to people who at least can give you a more reasonable response. Another type of fear of cold calling comes from the limiting belief that you simply won't be successful at it. Now, this is different from the fear of rejection because rejection always comes at the very first instance. But what if you are able to have a discussion about the product with your prospect, but even at the end of that call or even after exchanging few emails, let's say, after that phone call, you are still not able to make that sale? You are going to end up feeling as if all your effort, time, and energy has gone to waste. Now, you need to get rid of that feeling right from the get-go. You see, the thing is, when you are in a fearful or anxious state of mind, your prospect can feel it. If you are not able to believe that you are going to be successful at something, then you are simply not going to be able to be successful at it. Why? Because you're not going to have the motivation to be able to put up with all the queries and the effort that's required to keep the prospect involved, and as a result, they are just going to lose interest and slip away. According to the health experts at the University of Washington, when you're afraid, your blood in your body flows away from your brain's frontal lobes, which are responsible for logical thinking. And the more action-oriented part of the brain takes over, which helps you to fight or flee because it causes the blood to flow to the larger muscle groups. Unfortunately, while this physiological response helps you to fight or run from your prospect, it also makes you unable to remember the details, which means that you wouldn't be able to keep your focus or keep track of the conversation that you're having with the client, because now your brain is going to be in a state where you're ready to fight more and think less. So that's how your ability to respond in a way that keeps your prospect involved over the call reduces. And eventually what's going to happen is that they're going to end up losing interest and you would be able to make that deal. What you need to do in order to overcome this fear is to play tricks with your brain. Keep reminding yourself of all the times when you were actually able to make a sale. Practice calling clients by role-playing with friends and family. Tell them to challenge you with difficult questions about the product that you're selling, or even to question you on your marketing approach or marketing pitch. As you practice having these conversations with people you know, it will gradually increase your comfort level and your stamina in talking about your product with complete strangers. So when a prospect questions you over a call, you would already have some practice on how to respond to non-welcoming statements in a polite way. Another way to reduce this fear is to make use of scripting. Now, I know that having scripts to respond to what your prospect has to say is not really the ideal way to go about convincing anybody to buy your product, because the last thing that you want is to end up sounding like a robot, right? But when you're getting nervous over a call, it's at least better to have some ready-made answers in front of you to take help from, instead of going completely blank or taking too long to respond. So you do not want to go overboard with this by simply reading out a complete script to your client without even trying to understand where they're at. But you can use pointers from something that you have in written in front of you so that you can catch up on your thinking speed before speaking when you're getting nervous. Okay, the last fear that I want to talk about is the fear of getting exposed. Now, by fear of getting exposed, I don't mean to imply that you're doing something wrong or bluffing around with your prospect. What I mean is that when you're marketing a product or a service, you have to sort of make it sound fantastic. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to tell a lie. That means that you have to tell the truth, but you have to tell it in a way that makes the truth sound fantastic. The fear of getting exposed usually applies if you have just started off a new business of your own and you're trying to get the first few clients to get it off the ground. You see, the thing is, when something is your own product, your own service, or your own little initiative, then you tend to be a lot more possessive and sensitive about it. So you would want to make it sound even more fantastic. But the problem is, you might get worried that, for instance, maybe you don't have enough testimonials from clients that you have served in the past to show to your potential customers, or maybe you don't have an office to work from or show to your clients as of yet. And you might be worried that if your client finds out about these factors, then they may not see you as something that's super fantastic, or be impressed by you, or would want to buy your product or service. So now the solution to go about this is to be very honest about the phase your business is at right from the get-go, so that you can get that stuff out of the way, but at the same time be super confident and fascinating about the service that you are offering or promoting. So you can go about by telling your customer right from the beginning that this is a new business that you have started, but at the same time be able to make a difference for them by connecting to them at a personal level and relating to their needs, you making use of your expertise and your experiences from the past. You see, nobody actually cares if your business is new or if your business is thriving or even dying. All they need to know is that you have something to offer to them that's going to solve a problem that they have, and at the same time, you need to be able to make them comfortable enough in a conversation with you so that they can first of all admit it to themselves, and then they can admit it to you that they actually need to buy your product. So if you can achieve that, then you wouldn't even actually need any testimonials or recommendations to be able to market your product in the right way. So these were the three most common fears involved in cold calling and the remedies to overcome them. The fact is just that the more accustomed you get to cold calling, the more confident you're going to get at it, and the more successful you'll be able to make sales as a result of initiating contact with your customers through cold calling.